This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House lawmakers are preparing to return to Congress and spend more the week of August 8th. They will vote on the Senate's $740 billion climate agenda and self-proclaimed deficit reduction package. As many Americans have a justifiable concern about the recession facing us, President Biden, reading from a cue card, says we're not in a recession.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession.
This has declining GDP for 2022 so far, inflation at 9.1%, and 3 months of declining consumer confidence. We'll have the American people deciding if this is a recession. July 2022 Consumer Price Index data is scheduled to be released on August 10th. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The White House reported President Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday morning. The two spoke for about 2 hours and 20 minutes. Ian Chong from the National University of Singapore on Germany's public broadcast service.
On the Xi side, it's not that he's going for election. I think it's pretty clear he has his third term. It's about him being able to push his agenda through, being able to put his key allies into important positions.
Illegal immigrant Harrison Fuentes, accused of raping a 10-year-old girl from Ohio, is being held without bond. On Thursday, prosecutors said the girl confirmed her attacker, and DNA testing proved law enforcement has their guy. Franklin County Judge Julie Lynch at the bond hearing Thursday.
This man lived in the home with this child. To allow him to return to that home, the traumatic and psychological impact would be undeserving to an alleged victim.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Amazon reported slowing sales and a net loss for the second straight quarter. Strength in their cloud computing business was shadowed by continued weakness in its wheelhouse retail operations. Revenue for the tech giant marked Amazon's slowest growth in roughly 20 years. During a non-election cycle in the summer of 2020, Democrat leaders were pushing the defund the police movement. With a large spike in violence and murders in some American cities, let's flash back to the summer of 2020 on the route. Michigan's Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You look at budgets and they're overwhelmingly focused on policing and correction systems and the criminal justice system. I think you do all those other things, you don't need all the money that's going in the police department. So, yeah, I mean, the spirit of it, I do support that spirit of it.
Going up against Whitmer, Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan, Tudor Dixon on Fox News.
She's a great gaslighter. I mean, right now she's also telling us that she increased auto jobs in the state, and that's a complete lie. They're trying to attack me because they're scared of me. She knows I'm leading in the polls, but I find this really interesting in the state of Michigan because The Democratic Governors Association hasn't gotten involved in any Republican races yet so far this cycle, except for ours. And this is a very pointed attack to have more than $2 million go into an ad in the last 7 days of the primary just to get me out of there. She's definitely afraid.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and Bill Federer is with us. Yes, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc. Hey, William, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, great to be with you.
Hey, always good to have you with us. So, hey, look, we know in the big picture scheme of things, there's nothing new under the sun. And here we are, America in the 21st century, and wow, it is as chaotic as I could ever remember in our lifetime, which, you know, is a short span, you know, all things considered here. But we've never seen it. We've never experienced anything like this, Bill. You know, relevant to history, you know, like I said, there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, we always seem to get to those points where we say, well, it's the death of democracy. You know, there's no turning back. And there's been other times in history where America and Americans felt the same thing. But somehow this seems just so much more dramatic and personal, maybe because it is personal.
Right. Well, people say history repeats itself. Really, human nature repeats itself. And the only variables is the increase in technology and military advancements. Mm-hmm. So instead of Cain killing Abel with a rock, they kill with bronze weapons or iron weapons or phalanx spears, scimitar swords, gunpowder, drones. The weapon has that same fallen nature of Cain killing Abel. And, mm-hmm. And at some point, it's going to max out on a global level. And
exactly.
Right now we're seeing with the technology, with the 5G, with, you know, asset management funds like BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, where mm-hmm. they control trillions of dollars, larger
exactly.
than entire nations' GDP.
Right. Something like 30 trillion now, Bill, something like that, is their asset
yeah,
base now? It's incredible. It's
companies
huge.
Companies that
yeah.
we thought were competitors, you know. Coke, General Mills, mm-hmm. Nestle's, they're not competitors. They're owned by the same people, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. And, and then with 5G and with cell phones and with satellite and with pretty soon what we read is they're anticipating a tanking of the U.S. dollar, which will give the government a excuse to come along with a CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. It's a federally controlled, sort of like Bitcoin, and mm-hmm. they can program it so that it can be spent some places and not others, and they can tie it with an ESG score, so if you're not woke enough, your money won't work.
Exactly.
And so we see these control levels. Same, you know, Rome was a republic for 500 years, and then it got top-heavy, and then that's when Caesar switched and turned it into a dictatorship, and he was the emperor. And so when you observe history, you see these trends. The only difference is that we're seeing it that has the potential of a global level. But one of the things I do point out in my book on socialism is that it's in times of crises that people are willing to give up freedoms. It's a normal phenomenon. You're being attacked. The Bible has the story of Jephthah. And they all go to him and says, look, we need you to be our captain. We'll let you, you know, usurp power, and you and your sons can rule over us. They did the same thing with Gideon. You know, you and your sons rule over us. And to Gideon's credit, he said, the Lord is king. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But in times of panic is when people are willing to knee-jerk reaction to surrender their freedoms. And it's turned into a whole philosophical line of history of intentionally creating crises.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's the British Empire going into India in 1714 with a trading post and then giving guns to different kingdoms and inciting them to fight each other, and in the bloodshed and confusion, the British Empire could seize control of both kingdoms. And they did this again and again, right? The colonizers would do this, even, you know, in the German and Belgian colonizers into the Congo and Rwanda. Mm-hmm. They
right.
created, they called some Hutus and some Tutsis. I mean, they literally created artificial racial distinctions that had not been there before.
Right.
And then they genocided each other so the colonizing power could take control.
Right. Yeah, today we use terms instead of Hutsis and Tutsis, we use domestic terrorists. So, you know, so those are being, you know, put into the narrative so that we have some, you know, mean-spirited character that needs to be eliminated, right?
Yeah, so you need crises for people to feel insecure enough to be willing to let go of their freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
So the Karl Marx came up with a way, he called it critical theory, where you go into a country and observe all groups and you categorize them as victims and oppressors, haves and have-nots, economically, racially, religiously, socially. That didn't matter. The, you know, the proletariat against the bourgeois, the Sunnis against the Shiites, they would look for the fault lines, the natural division lines of groups, and then they would begin to stir up protests and riots and violence. And when the two hated each other enough, and they would even incite the violence. I talked to a guy that was from Ireland, and they talked about how, you know, they would go, some of the government people wanting to create the violence would go into an Irish bar and say that the other group's meeting over, you know, the other side. Then they would go to the Protestant bar, and they'd get them to the same place, and then start throwing the first punches, and then when they started fighting, they'd flip out the back, and
mm-hmm.
and then the government would have an excuse to come in and say, okay, we're going to lock down everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
like the plan that the FBI has been using recently, Bill. Actually, truth be known, CIA, FBI have been using this for years, so there's nothing new, right?
Yeah, there were witnesses. Remember that Charlottesville where you had the Proud Boys versus
mm-hmm.
the BLM?
Right.
There were witnesses that saw both groups getting off the same bus. It was basically public theater that
yes.
they were putting a play on in the street, you know, like Shakespeare in the Street type of thing, only they were acting out these roles for the sake of optics. They wanted to get, you know, AOC wanted to get the optics of her with her hands behind her back to get sympathy, and then realize they caught her giving the fist power signs
yes.
to show she wasn't handcuffed. But optics is the big deal. And so they want to stir up the crises against the two, gives them an excuse to seize power. I was actually reading Saul Alinsky. There was a book about him, and it mm-hmm. said, in 1972, Tulane University, George H.W. Bush, who was then ambassador to the United Nations, was going to give a speech defending Nixon's Vietnam War policies. And these student activists go to Saul Alinsky and say, we're planning on protesting this. He goes, no. Go there dressed as KKK and Nazi members. And whenever Bush says something defending Nixon, stand up and say, the KKK supports Bush and supports Nixon, and disrupt the rally. Very similar to what the Democrats did to the Turning Point rally.
Exactly.
5,000 mm-hmm. high school kids. And they come there dressed up as Nazis, right, with swastikas on. And they were able to get Whoopi Goldberg to say, oh, well, they're all the same. And And then Turning Point threatens to sue Whoopi Goldberg and The View, and all of a sudden they're like, my bad, we misspoke. And I tell them they need to go after them. They need to make it so that they're a Turning Point stove, and they don't want to put their hand on it again.
Exactly. Well, look at, behavior has consequences, and the consequences will not be felt unless you let them feel them.
Amber has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are suffering severe persecution, and yet Christianity continues to grow. We at the Tide Ministry rejoice to hear from listeners who have found the love of Christ through our radio programming. One listener sent this message: "Your radio program showed me the real love I needed to know because I always felt that I was not loved by my God. But now I know that the real God loves me." If only that one person heard the gospel through our radio broadcast and was saved, it would be worth it. Praise God that many others are responding to Christ, regardless of the threat of persecution. We are committed to continue diligently broadcasting the gospel until every last person has heard the good news or Christ returns. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
And independent, just the way like you hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and Bill Federer continues with us, the American Minute creator. Bill, I want to talk about, speaking of the American Minute, one of the most recent reveals and columns that you did on remembering Tennessee's interesting history, heritage, and faith. My good buddy, Tennessee Bob, is going to be listening very closely because, he transplanted from California to Tennessee. He's in Franklin there with his horse and his family and everything. So, I think he's got everything but the Davy Crockett coonskin hat. But who knows? He's probably got that too now.
Well, there you go. Well, Spanish explorers, Hernando de Soto in 1540 and Juan Pardo in 1567 traveled through North America, and they ran into an Indian tribe named Tanasqui, and they make note of it. And then a century later, you have the French missionaries, Pierre Marquette coming down, and then finally the British. And the British note a Cherokee town named Tanasi, and then the eastern part of the state is going to be named State of Franklin, Ben Franklin. It didn't go through. And then finally, 1796, the Tennessee writes its constitution, and it was Andrew Jackson, who was a delegate, who proposed the name Tennessee, wanting to keep the Indian name. And so thankfully they've kept that Indian name despite the woke deconstruction movement that tries to erase anything Indian. Logos, mascots, sports teams, names, coins, even land of lake butter. This is very similar to Islam. When Islam would come into a country, they'd erase all the previous heritage there. And even though, the European settlers, different ones got along more than the others, they at least preserved the Indian names and heritage and honored them. Anyway, Andrew Jackson, he was a young boy during the Revolutionary War. A British soldier ordered him to polish his boots, and he said no. And the soldier pulls out his saber and slashes Andrew Jackson across the hand and the arm, made permanent scars. He had a couple brothers die fighting the British, and his mom was taking care of sick revolutionary soldiers, and she dies and buried in an unmarked grave. And so he grew up fighting and hating the British, and then he was our general during the War of 1812 against the British. The British had incited the Indians to attack Fort Mims, Alabama, and scalp 500 people. And that's when they get Andrew Jackson. His arm was still in a sling from a gunshot wound that he got fighting somebody. And so he wins the Battle of Horseshoe Bend. One of his young soldiers is Sam Houston. And he fights these Indians. They're called the Red Stick Creek Indians because they had their clubs that they would paint red and hit people. And after one of the battles, there was a orphaned Indian boy named Lincoya, and Andrew Jackson adopts him and has him raised at his hermitage bed in Nashville and calls him his son. And Andrew Jackson's the first governor of Florida, military governor that Jacksonville is named after him. Yeah. He becomes a senator, 7th U.S. president, only president to pay off the national debt, by the way.
Yeah.
Seaver County, Tennessee, is named after General John Seaver, the hero of the Battle of Kings Mountain, the first state's governor. And his statue is in the U.S. Capitol representing Tennessee, John Seaver. Knoxville, Tennessee is named after Revolutionary War General Henry Knox. Waynesboro, Tennessee is named after Revolutionary War General Mad Anthony Wayne. And Nashville, Tennessee, it's named after Revolutionary General Francis Nash, and he dies at the Battle of Germantown. And two guys found the city. One is James Robertson, a companion of Daniel Boone, and another is John Donaldson, founds Nashville, and John Donaldson, his daughter, Rachel, marries Andrew Jackson. So Nashville's roots go back to Andrew Jackson several ways. Tennessee's the 16th state in 1796, and George Washington signs the congressional bill adopting it. Why is this significant? Well, the Tennessee Constitution mentions God.
Exactly.
And here's George Washington signing it and accepting it. And I thought it was interesting. Here's one of the references to God, Article 9, Section 3. All men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictate of their consciences. Now, there are three assumptions there. One, God exists, and he's atheistic. Two, it it's assumed that you're supposed to worship him. And three, you just have the choice as to how you're going to worship him.
Exactly.
Right? And anyway, and then it's interesting, the Tennessee Constitution 11, Section 4, it says no religious task shall ever be required as a qualification to hold an office. And you think, oh, great, no religious test. But then one of the other sections says no person who denies the being of God or a future state of rewards and punishments shall hold any office in the civil of this state. So evidently, believing in God is not a religious test. What they understood as religious test was what they had. In Virginia, you had to be an Anglican. You had to take the oath of supremacy, acknowledging the king as the head. It was a denominational test, is what we called it today.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, so Sam Houston, he follows in Andrew Jackson's footsteps. Andrew Jackson becomes governor, and so does Sam Houston becomes governor of Tennessee, and then a congressman, and then Sam Houston, I tell his story. He marries a young girl, and 2 weeks later, she wants to go home. And he lets her go home, and he says, if anybody says anything bad about the girl, I'll kill him. And so, to this day, nobody knows what they must have just, she must have not liked him. Anyway, but he gives up being governor, and he goes to Texas. He helps found Texas, and then he becomes the president of Texas. The Battle of San Jacinto, and captures Santa, and then he becomes the governor of Texas, and he's a U.S. senator from Texas. So Sam Houston's the only person that was governor of two states, Tennessee, Texas. Tennessee, you had the Indian Sequoia invents the Cherokee language in Tennessee. Davy Crockett, Tennessee, and he goes to Texas, fights in the Alamo, dies. Well, then you had, before he died, when Davy Crockett was still a congressman, you had the Democrats pushing through the Indian Removal Act, and the Republican Party had not come into existence yet, and so the Democrats pushed it through. And Davy Crockett was against the Indian Removal Act, which was getting all the Indians out of Georgia, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee, and sending them to Oklahoma. And so Davy Crockett said, I believe it is a wicked, unjust measure. I voted against the Indian bill, and my conscience yet tells me that I gave a good, honest vote and one that I believe will not make me ashamed in the day of judgment.
And, of course, this all led to the Trail of Tears that we read about today, right?
Yeah. And so it was a big government federal mandate. We're familiar with those type of things.
Oh, yeah.
And there were missionaries to the Cherokee in Tennessee and in Georgia, Samuel Wooster and Jeremiah Evarts, and they file a lawsuit on behalf of the Indians so that they would not be moved, and they win the lawsuit all the way to Supreme Court level, John Marshall. And nevertheless, the Indians were removed anyway. And Abraham Lincoln was against, he was a congressman, and he was against the Indian removal. And so Tennessee, there was a Cherokee.
We got about a minute left here, Bill, so I'm going to let you bring it home. Go ahead.
A Scott Cherokee, so it was half Scottish, half Cherokee, with John Ross, and he founded a place called Ross's Landing. It was later in Chattanooga, and so other people from Tennessee is Admiral David Farragut, Matthew Fontaine Maury, who was an oceanographer. James K. Polk was Tennessee becomes president. He brings Washington and Oregon territories and Texas into the Union. And cholera, 1849, went through Tennessee, killed a lot, including the former president, Zachary Taylor. Circuit riding preachers in Tennessee, and it becomes the last state to end Confederacy. And more battles were fought in Tennessee than in any other state other than Virginia. And then it was the first state to re-enter the Union.
Well, and, there we go. What a rich history. Check out the American Minute for full details.
This
Thank you, Bill
Fetter. By Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Over 37 million people are living with HIV. As of 2019, Black Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV diagnoses, while Hispanic and Latino communities accounted for 30%. Despite these stats, significant progress has been made toward ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, living with HIV means you can still thrive by prioritizing your health and well-being. It calls for self-reflection, requires self-acceptance, and demands a daily commitment to living your best life. Fearless conversations with those around you, like your healthcare provider or loved ones, may not be easy, but can help you unlock the knowledge and support you need to thrive with HIV. Kamaria Laffrey is an HIV advocate and Positively Fearless ambassador.
Examples of Positively Fearless talks include disclosing your status with family, friends, and healthcare providers to identify treatment options. The right doctor who understands your specific needs can connect you to the right resources within the HIV community.
To learn more, visit PositivelyFearless.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House lawmakers are preparing to return to Congress and spend more the week of August 8th. They will vote on the Senate's $740 billion climate agenda and self-proclaimed deficit reduction package. As many Americans have a justifiable concern about the recession facing us, President Biden, reading from a cue card, says we're not in a recession.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession.
This has declining GDP for 2022 so far, inflation at 9.1%, and 3 months of declining consumer confidence. We'll have the American people deciding if this is a recession. July 2022 Consumer Price Index data is scheduled to be released on August 10th. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Elaine Parker going to join us here in just a few moments. She's the Chief Communications Officer of Job Creators Network Foundation. Talking about, that I word, that inflation thing, between the inflation and recession and a president in denial and administration, even though you do have Janet Yellen to her credit admitting that she, got it wrong, but then she still tries to spin it in such a way, I guess, to, somehow blunt the reality. But the harsh reality is hitting Americans every moment, every time they go to a gas station, every time they go and they see an empty shelf and see that they're paying more for the goods. I mean, we're almost, you hear average of anywhere from $500 to $1,500 more per month is what it's costing us now because of this recession, but we're supposed to be told that it's just a technical recession. I mean, this is all so laughable. And why are they saying that? Only to cover their rear ends, because we have a midterm election coming up, and the bad news just keeps coming. The reality of these failed Democratic policies. And that's where they land, ladies and gentlemen. You can't put them anywhere else. Joe Biden took a country that was robust, vibrant, coming out of this pandemic that was all messed up and machinated by the likes of Fauci. I'm sorry. I know some people believe and still, want to believe that Fauci is a godlike character and figure. But he's done us no favors as people who are beginning to know better, as, the truth. The one thing about the truth is it does find a way to come to the surface sooner or later, and you can't deny it. And I maintain and have maintained this early on that I don't believe that Fauci did the president, then Donald Trump, or the American people any favors. He knew what happened in Wuhan.
He had to have known. He had his own people there on the ground. They built up that laboratory. They came back with the description that the Chinese were rather reckless, and they were concerned that they could make mistakes there. Because their discipline in handling these dangerous viruses were such that there could be an outbreak. And so why would he be surprised if he wasn't in the pocket of the Chinese like Joe Biden and others, who are real careful not to say anything about the Chinese because the Chinese are buying them off and they don't want to lose that that funnel of income, right? You do that, what you get rewarded for. The Chinese are paying a lot of money to control the narrative and propagandize the American people. And meanwhile, too many Americans are going along with this false narrative. But the harsh reality is such that, whether we talk about, an election or how many other lies, or like the border, the southern border is not wide open, and yet we're at 1.7, almost 1.8 million right now, and the fiscal year is not over yet. You're going to talk over 2 million illegal migrants into the country, and now Joe Biden is going to give them IDs, which is now, hey, you're free to travel, all of America. I mean, what else? They get free health care, all this other support at the people's expense because of Joe Biden's agenda and what he's trying to do in imploding this great American country and our economy from the inside out. This is what he has done. We were energy independent. We're no longer energy independent. I mean, this is all basic, like we were talking with several economists before at different times, in saying, look, if we created the mess, we can uncreate it. But Joe Biden is not interested in uncreating the mess that he's caused. Because it's real basic. I mean, it's not that complicated. They want you to believe it's complicated because, you know, hey, look, they spent all this money on these, you know, very designer type university degrees that they have, right? You mean they spend $500,000, some cases over $1 million for these degrees. Boy, you got to be worth something, you know. So you got to come up with a new language. You've got to make it seem so complicated that you insult the American people and say, well, you know, you just don't understand. You know, this is too complicated. And it's real simple. It really is simple. I mean, as simple as 1 + 1 = 2, 1 - 1 = 0. Okay. And what is happening is the basic economics of this government is just stupid. We've given away our assets. We're ignoring the obvious, all for the sake of politics and our own egos and ideology. And we're hurting the American people. And what is down the road? What's down the hope? What do you think? How long do you think it's going to, I mean, that we can even get close to any kind of energy independence under the new Green Deal? How long do you think it would take? And what would it take in order for us to get there? We've been spending billions of dollars on this, Don Quixote pipe dream that we've been chasing, fighting windmills and what have you. And look where we are right now. You know, it's not like we're like a couple of years off and we could see we've made the progress to where there's been incremental positive progress on everything, on the environment, on our energy independence and everything. And right now, when we're coming, as one analyst, one meteorologist yesterday, a professor said that we're on the verge of coming into the next cycle of an ice age, which means it's going to get colder, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, right now we've had a warming trend, and there's some positive attributes and aspects to draw from a warmer environment. True objective meteorologists and true climatologists will tell you that. But if you are, you know, seeped in the new Green Deal and the green agenda, it's like, oh my goodness, everything, you know, the sky is falling, and they're delusional. And for the most part, I would say the American people aren't that stupid. I mean, they kind of figured it out. I mean, to the point that every time they poll it, I think right now the latest interest in the green agenda is like down to 3%. That's including Democrats, okay? So this is how messed up this is. But Joe Biden, boy, he just is insisting that we got to do this. And especially at a time right now, I mean, they're talking about adding almost another $1 trillion to the deficit, right, with this new bill that's coming our way. And at a time when we need to stop spending, he's increasing spending, which is exacerbating inflation. It's going to get us deeper into recession. And of course, why not? I mean, this is what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama was famous for having one of the longest recessionary recovery periods. And why? Because they thought they knew better. These theorists, I mean, forget about all the empirical evidence and things that we've learned in the past. Nope, we've got these new ideas. I mean, after all, you know, we've graduated from Harvard. We, you know, we're Yale graduates. We know better. Gee, what a mess. And what happens? Do they suffer? Heck no. They still get their money. They get their bureaucratic money. They're covered. It's no big whoop for them. But for the everyday American people, you know, putting in $100 of, you know, a gallon of gas in their gas tanks, no bueno. I mean, something's got to suffer here. And it's the American people that are starting to suffer. This is unsustainable. And it's not about just supporting Ukraine. Come on. And that's a whole nother bailiwick, too. Because we know that the Biden family is so compromised up to their earlobes with Ukraine and so corrupt because of all the money and everything is being exposed on that laptop from hell that Miranda Devine has written about. But the FBI doesn't want to touch it. That's why Senator Grassley put them on record just saying, you guys are corrupt. You know, you keep ignoring the obvious. I mean, Hunter Biden has been getting away with murder. You've been covering this Biden family incorporated business, as Peter Schweitzer refers to them. And you're covering them. And you cover all the Democrats. You give interference. You run interference for the Pelosi's, her insider trading. You really believe that she's not talking to her husband? Oh, come on. You know, how delusional do you have to be? How much in denial do you have to be when Nancy Pelosi has insider trading information and her husband, I don't know what, he reads her mind somehow. I don't know. He just makes the right decision, buys the right stock, and lo and behold, it's something that Nancy Pelosi knew 2 weeks earlier that was going to happen. And the Pelosi family, they get windfall profit. I'm just saying, look it, if you want to invest in stocks, if it was me, I want to channel Paul Pelosi, because I am going to do whatever, and I'm going to put my money wherever Paul Pelosi's money is, because we've got insider information from Nancy Pelosi. Thank you, Nance. We appreciate that.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We know our Congress has been freaking out ever since the decision on Roe v. Wade, sending it back to the states. Now they're in a mad scramble to codify everything. They just do not want to, trust this to chance any longer, and they're going full blown after everything that has to do with human sexuality or religious freedom. So if enacted into law, what would the Transgender Bill of Rights do? Now, how does this bill pose a threat to religious liberty, women's sports, and integrity of the medical profession? With us to talk about it from Focus on the Family is Zachary Mettler. He is a staff writer and communications liaison. Zachary, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
All right, let's break it down. Help our audience understand what this Transgender Bill of Rights is all about.
Yeah, earlier this month, 84 Democrats in the House of Representatives introduced this bill. And as you were talking about, it poses a great threat to many areas of our society. And it does that by amending the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibited discrimination on the basis of race, color, and religion, to now include one's subjective gender identity. So this would include gender identity as a protected class in federal law, and that would have great consequences for our entire society. Basically, we're in the process of redefining biology on a federal level through the Congress, and when you do that, of course, there's going to be numerous consequences.
Well, here we are listening to what's going on, and people need to understand this. What they are proposing is head-to-head in conflict with the laws of nature and nature's God, are they not?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we learn in Genesis 1 that God made man male and female, and that's been the way for, thousands and thousands of years. But this bill essentially says that for purposes of law, any person who is a male and wishes to be a female has to be treated as such in many categories, for athletics or even for the medical profession. And so this would have great consequences for our entire society. Yeah.
And we've been on that experiment for a little bit here, right? And have we been able to discern any righteous benefit from this experiment?
No, but there's been a lot of negative consequences. We mentioned athletics. Any male who believes he's a female would be legally permitted nationwide to participate in and compete against women in female athletics. That would mean the end of women's sports nationwide, basically. Young girls and women, they'd be forever relegated to second place. Matter how hard they train or compete, any biological male would be able to enter their sport, compete and win, and there's nothing they could do about it.
And let's not forget that we have instances where young girls going into the privacy of a women's restroom have been attacked by these gender dysphoric individuals who feel like a woman enter into a woman's restroom with their genitalia and rape young girls. Now, this has happened not on just one occasion. This has happened repeatedly. But yet we continue to move forward and thinking somehow that, you know, this is normal fare. It's okay. And here, what was another story where you had a prisoner who was confined to a woman's prison because he had said that he's a woman. And they find out, lo and behold, that he's raping, you know, his fellow prisoners. So why? This is absolute idiocy. But this is the result of this kind of thinking. And there is really no substantive basis. You know, that's why I asked the question. Are we drawing anything positive out of this grand experiment for a small minority? I mean, a minor minority of people that is disturbing the majority of Americans and putting them in danger or making the playing field unlevel and disadvantageous to the female gender.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, tragically, you're right. We have seen numerous instances of that. And, this is a new patriarchy that is taking places that rightfully belong to women. You know, my sister competed in the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon last year. She had had a biological male competing in her race. All of her hard work, her training, her working through injuries, that would have been basically flushed down the toilet. And we saw this earlier this year. I'm sure you followed this story, but with Leah Thomas, who became the first man to win a swimming event in the Division I NCAA National Championship. And yesterday, I was reading a story that in Fox News that one of his competitors was forced to share a locker room with Thomas and expressed her extreme discomfort about that. But there's nothing they could do about it because right now transgender rights supersede women's rights. And that's just tragic for our entire society.
So now here we are, our daughters are forced to go along with this. They are compelled to accept a naked man, declared woman, in their locker room. This is, again, this is so horrific and shocking that we are even having this conversation. It's like, wait a minute, this is out of control, Zachary. It's like common sense has left the building here.
That's exactly right. The left especially is really good at deceptively naming bills in Congress to make them sound really good. So a transgender Bill of Rights, we're all in favor of the Bill of Rights, right?
Yes.
And so, Americans who consider themselves transgender, I want to point out, they're already ruled by the exact same laws and statutes as every other American. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution, that applies to all Americans, and it governs all of us equally. But what this bill would do is give a certain small, minuscule group of citizens extra rights and extra privileges at the expense of a much larger category of Americans, namely women. And so this is just a tragic thing, and I'd encourage your audience to contact their legislatures, legislative members, and express their disagreement with the Transgender Bill of Rights.
Well, Zachary, the thing that's interesting in all this is that what happened to women's rights? We can't define what a woman is, so that's vapored. And for all the decades that we've been spending on I am woman, hear me roar, all that's gone. I mean, this is all going to vapor and be in the rearview mirror, and whatever rights, you know, feminists have been fighting for all these years are now homogenized and lost in the LGBTQ agenda.
That's a great point. I think we saw this when candidate Biden, he was running for president, said that he was going to nominate the first female Supreme Court justice, the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. But then that very same person, when she was nominated, Ketanji Brown Jackson, at her confirmation hearing, she couldn't even define what a woman was. And so we have the first woman not knowing what a woman is. And that's just the crazy part of our society right now. And I want to point out especially, though, that, I mean, I think all people have infinite worth and value. And I know that from Scripture.
Sure.
That includes people who struggle with gender identity. You know, everybody deserves to be treated with respect and compassion. But at the same time, we have to stand for what's right. And we know what's right and wrong, especially in this common sense case.
Exactly.
We know biblically and scientifically that human beings are created male and female. So we have to stand up for that.
We have enough empirical evidence to your point. Exactly. I agree with you with all due respect. I mean, I'm not afraid of the debate. I think we need to have a discussion and work this out. But when we get ahead of the debate and we haven't had a full exercise to where we can, you know, address these issues and, you know, with sensitivity and compassion. All right. And also to be aware that there is a movement to exacerbate this gender dysphoria, gender confusion, whatever you want to call it. I mean, to the degree, I mean, there was one teacher here recently, Zachary, where she reported that 43%, I think it was like third or fourth graders or something, in her classroom are now recognized as transgender. Now, come on, give me a break. 43%? Like, who came up with that number? Who groomed that number to that degree? You know, that, I mean, it reminded me, you know, it's like when, you know, I was in Catholic school as a kid growing up, and I've shared this story with our audience before, is the Monsignor would come to our kindergarten class and ask, well, how many of you boys are going to be priests when you grow up? 100% of the boys raised their hands, you know? The Monsignor came as 100%. By the time we got to eighth grade, there was only three of us raising our hands, wanting to be priests, okay? So, you know, so I saw it happen in that dynamic all those years ago. And so there's nothing new under the sun. So here's these teachers, and here it is. Here's the, you know, contemporary thing to do, and you want to be cool, and it's all part of the, you know, cool gang expression on the school grounds and everything, to now be trans. So now everybody's trans. Really? Okay. Well, and the dangerous thing is that if you say that enough, and now without parent involvement, they start giving you puberty blockers, they also administer drugs that chemically castrate you. Can you imagine your child going to school, sitting around your dinner table that has been chemically castrated, and you have no idea what the heck is going on with them psychologically?
Yeah, it's absolutely tragic. And if you need counseling or something, I'd encourage you to go to Focus on the Family's website and click on our Get Help tab if you don't know how to deal with a family member or a friend who might be transgender. And you need some help with that, Focus on the Family. We have the resources there for you.
And even if you just need to talk about it, Zachary, this is what I appreciate about the support about Focus on the Family. We need to have this discussion for the sake of our kids and our families because, hey, we're dealing with it right now. And if we don't get in front of this, people are going to be overwhelmed, and especially our kids going to pay a big price. Zachary Mettler, thank you for being with us.
For more severe food shortages, it's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other